for those of us who are keen students of music, let us learn a little more about what is the raga. What is it that makes this bhajan so beautifully composed? Anirudh is here with us in the studios. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the make of this bhajan?
Saram Vishu.
Saram.
Beautiful Devi bhajan, which I guess it's largely based on a rag called Kalavati.
Okay.
In the both streams of music. Sa ga pa da ni ni sa, sa ni da pa ga sa. So you have five notes in this raga. Sa ga pa da ni, sa ga shuddh ga, pa dha shuddh dha, ni, ni is komal ni, ni one.
Yes.
Sa ni da pa ga sa. So it may look like this bhajan, in the beginning, it goes the progressions, it has the Kalavati progressions, but when you go to the third and the fourth line, maybe you have the re coming into picture. So that's when it may sound like one more raga, which is Jana Sammohini. Sa re ga pa da ni sa, just a re added.
Okay.
Sa ni da pa ga re sa. You have many such ragas actually, just by adding a small note, re, or taking out a note, it becomes one more raga.
Yes.
But for a listener, it may sound all belonging to the same family or the same tune.
Yes.
It has the same feel, like Giridhar Bala Henandalala Gaurinatha Yaveshwanatha. Although each bhajan may belong to its own particular raga, like based on Kalavati or based on Janasamohini or based on Gavati, but overall it sounds all similar because the all have the common ni, which is a komal ni, which adds a lot of beauty to the bhajan. Man mandir me aao sai sai bhagwan, all this nanda mukunda hari gopala
shambho
shankar de. So when we just sing this, the first line itself, doesn't it sound all like in the same plane?
Yes.
It goes through the same notes.
Yeah, maybe Anirudh, you can give us a small flavor of how this Kalavati raga flows.
Yeah, I'll make a humble attempt because I have not learned this raga. Sai Ma Sai Ma Yeah, initially I started off with a flavor of Kalavati and then moved on to Jana Sammohini, where the re is included in the raga, and of course I added Ga Ma Re Ni Sa, which is a beautiful phrase in the raga called Gavati.
Yes, it's really very powerful, and I don't know, it makes me feel that it is so apt. As a Devi bhajan, you know, mother represents that energy, that power, and that beauty and melody. Amazing. So shall we move on and discover the beauty of this bhajan more? Can we do the swaras?
Definitely. Let's do the first line.
Yeah.
Devi Saima, Devi Saraswati Ma, Sagapani Nidapada, Ninidapada Pagapa, Dapada Pagarisa.
Sagapani Nidapada, Ninidapada Pagapa, Dapada Pagarisa.
Durga Bhavani Ma, Kali Kapalini Ma, Nini Nisa Sasani Dapa Pani Sagari Nini Sa Nini Sa
Nini Nisa Sasani Dapa Pani Sagari
Jagadodharini Ma, Dadadani Nidapapa, Dapamapada,
Dadadani Nidapapa, Dapamapada,
Satya Sai Daya Karuma, Papaga Gapada Parininisa,
Papaga Gapada Parininisa.
That was beautiful. So it's a very slow bhajan, isn't it, Anirudh?
Yeah, it's a slow melody.
Long lines, though only four lines, but you have a very slow tempo and so many words.
Yeah, each line is little lengthier than the usual bhajans.
Yes. So you need actually good breath control, isn't
it? Exactly, yeah. So you need to split the line carefully so that you are comfortable singing the line fully in the, taking your breath, proper breath.
Yes. So shall we do the beat of the bhajan?
Yes, the beat of this bhajan is 8 beat, which is Aditalam in the Carnatic classical music, which is also called as Keherva in the Hindustani classical music. The count is 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Devi Sai Ma, Devi Saraswati Ma,
Devi Sai Ma, Devi Saraswati Ma.
So that gives us a good idea of the beat. But as we discussed before, since this bhajan has very long lines, it is challenging in terms of breath control and breath management, isn't it, Anirudh?
Yeah, very true. Since the line is long, so we need to carefully take the split point and sing comfortably in Shruti as well, since it has standing notes.
Yes. Yeah. So you need to have the power of the breath and the perfect sense of Shruti to stand on the note comfortably.
Exactly, yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you, Vishu. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.